Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. One of the lines in your book says, whatever rules our heart becomes our Lord. When was the first time you got a glimpse of that there is something more than all of that my success and achievement can accomplish for me?
After I completed my news career at the Des Moines Register was my last job. We moved up to the farm in 2002. And I was beginning to recognize that I had an issue with approval at that point. And I thought if I just kind of escaped from the newsroom and came to the farm, to this nice, scenic, beautiful, peaceful place, that I would suddenly feel at ease and would get the peace that I was longing for. Well, that didn't happen because suddenly all the approval that I was getting was gone. And I felt emptier than I ever had been. And so that's when I began a real digging in to explore what this was. It wasn't about a place. It was about a person, in the person of Jesus Christ. And so I began to study about approval, and I came across verses in 2 Timothy 2:15, and Paul says, work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval, not so we can present ourselves to a spouse or to our coworkers or even to Bible study partners, but to God alone. And so that's when I really began to evict the idols of love and approval in my own life. And, you know, as I began to write that book, I looked back through Bible studies. I did Benny Bethmore Bible studies from 2005 until 2009. And I was paging through them, and again and again, the same issue was coming up, the desire to please people and to get people's approval. And So this was really a years-long process of identifying it, because idols are like that. They look so much like God's gifts that sometimes they're really hard to identify.
So, Jennifer, how did you evict the idols? In practical terms, what did you do to smash those things in your life?
I began to preach gospel over myself every day. I began to find the ways, all the places in the Bible where God is saying to me, you already are beautiful. You already are enough. You have nothing to prove. There's all of these verses saying past tense that I loved you before I made the earth. I knew who you were going to be before. Everything was happening before. Before I even believed in him, he had already said, you are mine. And that became very freeing for me. But the thing was, you can come to that understanding and maybe know that your whole life, but still not really live it.